on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I don't got nothing. I'm a businessman. I don't want to have problems with police.
That was the reason that you did it?
Because I'm a grown man. Mm-hmm. When I'm a grown man and I'm a man who stands by something, like I'm an ex-criminal, Envy. Mm-hmm. If I do the dirt, I got to pay for the time. Like, mm-hmm. if I get caught, that's how the game goes. I don't hold judgment against cops for that. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to hold judgment against cops who's out here killing the innocent kids, mm-hmm. you know, who pulls us over when we shouldn't be pulled over, right. who harasses us, who calls us niggas. This and that and all mm-hmm. that. Like, there's certain things that ain't fair. And, yeah, it's black-on-black crime, but it's white-on-white crime a lot, too. And there's a lot more rich white people than black rich people. So there shouldn't even be no white-on-white crime. But then there's blue-on-black crime, which is horrible.
You got a house on the hill.
Yes. Good morning, Montreal. Welcome to the morning detour. This morning we're celebrating the lax. Jada the General. This is the morning detour. We on Friday. DJ Moon 1.
Together like day and night.
Coming back to the pot, no chemicals. She can get hired on the spot, no interviews. Woo. No carbs, just vitamins, minerals. Riding shotgun in the coupe with the general. You go hard for the kids, so I'm into you. Yeah. Hold you down,
no,
that's what I'm finna
ride.
Do. Chicks coming after me, hey. Yeah, cause I wanna be, not cause I have to be. Uh-uh. You the one I wanna be with, ma, actually. Yep. I knew you were special cause we hit it off naturally. Had your guards up at first, now you attached to me. Gotta give you all of me, can't give you half of me. You could take your time, girl, we gon' move carefully. The hot bath water, uh-huh. the meals you prepared for me. When nobody else was, you were always there for yep. me. And I love myself, just need you to care for me. You done more than enough, I owe you now.
I got you,
so it's only right that I hold you down.
Right.
Hold you down.
That's why I
hold you down.
She's what I'm wanting. And ain't no comparing to you, girl. No. Never play with your heart and some silly games.
No.
No need for looking. Cause there'll be
listen, I ain't trying to play with you, I'm trying to stay with you. Yeah, I mean, spend forever in a day with you.
Yeah.
Never mind them side chicks and they issues.
Never mind.
They ain't nothing but bad luck that they wish you. They ain't about them, no, it's about the two of us. They can't stand to see us doing us. And I told you, this is what I go through, but words can't explain it, so now I gotta hold you.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
We having a rough one this morning. We living off experience. It's nothing but the locks this morning. Jada the General, he's got a purple heart. He's never left the city. But before I jump into it, let me do a disclaimer. The ideas and opinions expressed by Weezy Moonchase and Larina does not reflect upon CKUT or the McGill University. Now that's out the way, Louise. I apologize. The music might be a little bit more aggressive, but we have to do it for the streets this morning. If you were living under the rock, on Tuesday night was a monumentous night for hip-hop. It was the Lox versus Dipset. It was do-rags and Timberland and blunts everywhere. It was Madison Square Garden. It was New York City. It was beautiful. Of course, the Lox took the crown that night. But we're going to talk about that this morning. Larina's in the building. Moon Chasers, the Mighty Morning Detour. How you doing, queen?
I'm doing great. Still hype off of Versus. Gave me summertime in New York.
Yo, listen, I'm so mad at people online that's like, oh my gosh, so much people are now finding out Jadakiss is top five dead or alive. I've known this my whole life. Since We Are the Streets, I've been bumping the Lox. We are living off experience this morning on the Morning Detour. I'm going to play none but the best Jadakiss, none but the best B-sides. We're going to mix it down. It's real crazy. But we have a lot of things going on in the news, a lot of hot topics. Low-key, we're in a gang war right now, Larina. There were three shot dead in the East End, Montreal's East End, earlier this week. A black man was shot by police out there in Repentigny. AstraZeneca doses from facility not fully inspected by regulators. Oh my God. We also have vaccinated people spreading variant just as quickly as unvaccinated. We're going to have to discuss that in depth. And six Quebecers were fined for not wearing a mask at a superstore earlier this week as well. So a lot of things is moving and shaking. We have three amazing guests this morning. We have Akeem the Comedian. He's in from Vancouver. We got super promoter Big Will. And we also have Oki Freshwater to lead me in to this Lox mix living off experience. Before we get into that, Larina, how did you take in that Versus, boy? That thing was hot.
Honestly, it was, it just, I felt like I was in New York. I was nervous. I was excited. I had like all the emotions, but it was one of the best verses that I watched.
It was crazy because like for the 2 to 2.5 hours that Versus went on, you kind of forgot about your problems. You kind of forgot about COVID. As you said, it transported you back to 99, to the early 2000s. And for me, from 99 to 07 was like a glory period for rap, you know, flashy, super flamboyant, super expressive, super charismatic. So it was a beautiful thing. I loved it, man. But boy, did Jadakiss bodied all of them. I said this, I felt underwhelmed when I saw Dipset come out because I was expecting the fancy furs. And, all they brought out was the props, was the beach chairs. Don't bring out the beach chairs and you guys going to rap over the vocals.
Listen, that was a part of the problem, okay? Let me give you my list.
Oh, you got a list of problems? Much of my city. The more Detour, baby.
I have a list of problems because Cameron showed up as Cameron, okay? He needed the pink fur. Jim Jones needed his braids to be a month old where you can't see the parts and the hair sticking out. He also needed a jean jacket with like a fur collar. And he needed like one of those Ed Hardy shirts with all the rhinestones in the front. You know how he wears like his brand with a skull?
Right.
We needed that. Freaky Zeke.
Why did Freaky Zeke have a mic? Why did Freaky Zeke? And you know, I spoke to some of my rap producers like, well, y'all know Freaky Zeke's just there for the hype, just here for the sauce. Think about that versus if Freaky Zeke wasn't there. Yo, Dipset would have been like salmon dead fish in the water. I don't know.
But, I mean, I'm glad they keep him there, but he needs to know when to add in the ad-libs and when to just keep it quiet. But, yeah, I think the only one that dressed the part was Jewels. That's the only one.
Yeah, but when Jadakiss hit him with that line, I know dudes that went to jail to fix their teeth. I looked at Joel's like, oh my God, the whole New York City's here. Carmelo was in the audience. Fat Joe's in the audience. I felt like all the boroughs came out to Madison Square Garden on Tuesday. But it felt good, though. It was good music. The catalogs ran deep. It was a beautiful vibe, man. Shout out to Dipset. Shout out to the Locks, man. Thank you, Swiss and Timbo. The Versus has been everything during this pandemic. A lot of other things are going on, too. Shout out to Rihanna. Rihanna's a billionaire now. So now when you think back to the song Run This Town, Kanye's a billionaire. Hov is a billionaire. Now Rihanna's a billionaire. I feel kind of weird. I don't even know what to do with this. What's Rihanna going to do with all this money? Rihanna could basically buy Barbados at this point, right?
You're taking all of my news today. That's what you're doing.
I just want... You see why I get much... I want to highlight a black woman achieving greatness in business, becoming a billionaire. I just want to highlight her. Larina, I'll let you digress and go into it a little bit more. Well, one thing I know you don't have into your news, you know, for my basketball aficionados out there, my Lakers, boy, we got Carmelo, we got Westbrook. We looking good. We looking old, Larina, but we looking good. We looking good. My Lakers looking good. We going straight to the championship. Everybody wants to see Lakers versus the Brooklyn Nets in the finals. That would be like such a monumental thing for the game. You have Kyrie going against LeBron, his former teammate. You have Russ going against KD, his former teammate. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Oh, it's going to be an amazing thing. Shout out to Karani James, a Grenadian runner in the Olympics. He came up third in the 400 meters. So, you know, he hit the podium. So shout out to all my Grenadians out there. Mom Dukes made sure I put the shout out in there, Larina. Karani James. You know, they still celebrating Jab Jab in Grenada every weekend. They turning up in the islands. I'm so jealous. But, man, things is happening. So this morning is 90s nostalgia. It's early 2000 nostalgia. I'm going to play nothing but the fire. A lot of B-sides. We're going to the Locks. I think I got some Eve in there somewhere. I got some Mariah in there for Larina, because Larina likes when the R&B is kind of mixed in with the rap a little bit. So we'll get busy this morning. It's the best morning show in the city. It's the Morning Detour.
Let's go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This how you kick off a show. This how you celebrate Jada the General. It's the Locks, baby. Uh-huh. Living off experience. We in the building.
I love it when you say got your friends working. We traveled to France for French curtains. You was there when I was on the bench hurting. Now that I own my team, it's only right that I condone my queen. Try to show her my dream, and I can't let her get lost now. She carries the money, the hammers and material across town, and understands she's fine, and understands she's mine. She understands the grind, cook, cleans, and irons, and whatever she wanna push, I'ma co-sign it. If I ain't got it already, then I'ma go find it. I guess I'm a lucky dog. And she a lucky queen, cause her jewelry box look like Lucky Charms, all color stones. And she know I'm in the hood, but she also knows that I'm coming home. Mr. Raspy thought I was in love with money till the first time we did the nasty. And I just wanna make it. I love it when you say it. Road to paradise is, we on it. Gave me your income tax check so I could get on with. Those were the days, these are the times. You held me down with nearly damn near everything, even my rhymes. I would play a song for you and you would let me know exactly how the ladies would respond from a woman's point of view. And that's why my girl Lee is with me. I love it when she laying in the bed in the pearl all victory. The next best thing to a soldier, go hard with a fat ass and a head full of rollers. Just look in her eyes and tell she real. Just imagine the way she smelled and the way she feel. And the sex was crazy then, it's crazy still. And you know I'm from the streets, so it's crazy ill. And we waiting on a new island. We've been to all of them 4 or 5 times. Come on, mommy. Wow. And I just wanna make it. I love it when you say it. Rough,
If only person I could call was you. Now everything I do it all for you.
Come touch me, come kiss me, come love me any way you want to, boy.
And I'm good as long as I'm close to you. And we doing what grown folks is supposed to do. Come on.
Come hold me, come feel me, yeah. Come take me any way you want to.
Yo, money is great, but what we got is more better. We got the four letters. When it comes from the heart, it's more pleasure. And for the fact that you trust me still, thus far I appreciate what we've built. All the minks that I bought you to drag the floor, and all the nights that you sat up and bagged the raw. Damn, I'm thinking you gotta hate it, but yet and still you tolerate it. That's why, mom, we gotta make it. And I just wanna make it.
I want to be very clear this morning. I'm talking to the streets this morning.
People, blind peace, red banshee, something moving quickly. Out of town, how they gonna find a moving swiftly? 5 steps ahead of the best, so that's nothing. 20 steps ahead of the rest, they left something in our face. Not one, not can't stand brawls. Ridiculous niggas practice for the title hard. Me, pick up the litter, I was born a bubble dog. Born to chain gang shit, born to stand guard. Play games, you left nameless, fame ball. Promise that it's never painless, nigga depart. Comfort you can overtake the heat, nigga, let's start. Strong as a stallion made, you better dawn. And she feminine with pretty women friends, all dimes. Timberlands is how I like my men in all minds. Rough ride, you nigga, hard head, soft spine. Pass the word, must have stacks to cross lines. Come on.
Don't want your dough, I don't want your car. Don't want your juice, no, not at all. With them other bros, you might pull it off. But not with me, sorry, boo, I got it all. Sorry, but yo, I got it.
Chick is a chick, a nut is a nut, and they always keep an attitude till you butter them up. Since I ain't gotta buy you stuff, who gon' hold you down if they try to run in here and tie you up? Now, don't start flipping it. Everybody know we been had dough. Y'all just start getting it. Money might make you grown, but you still need a dog to take you home and make you moan. You ain't gotta see the bank for loans. All I do is party and bullshit like when Frank was home. And you got it all, boo? I got it all, too. A 4, 5, and a 6, and they all blue. And I don't care what she think. If I offered you any ice, love, it'd be in a drink. And instead of talking about what you got and all that, just make sure when I hit you that you call back. Come on.
Don't want your dough. I don't want your car.
Yes, you do.
Don't want your juice. No, not at
stop
all.
Lying.
With them other bros, you might pull it off.
It
but not with me. Sorry, but I got it
come
all.
On.
Don't want your dough. I don't want your car. Don't want your juice. No, not at all.
Yeah, right.
With them other bros, you might pull it
come
off. Sorry,
yo, one touch and make a nigga blush on sight. Grown men create a crush, now they bite. It's a game, try to catch me, but only if you can. Takes a lot to impress the bombshell to want a man. And it ain't about your dough, baby, Evie, all right. Cause if Evie wanna fly away, Evie take a flight. Evie hungry for a meal, baby, Evie get a bite. Be nice, and you might get to see your dad's side.
Mom, I'm glad that you got it all, it's more for me. Now I don't gotta pay for the puss, I score for free. And the same thing I pulled on them, I pulled on you. Come on now, how you think I pulled your crew? Got my own crib, so you can't kick me out. I call one of your friends to come twist me out. If you know Jada, then you know what Kiss be about. Just for fun, I hit the bank and pull 50 out.
Don't want your dough, I don't want your car.
Yes, you do.
Don't want your juice, no, not at
stop
all.
Lying.
With them other bros, you might pull it off. But
you
not
too.
With me, sorry, but I got it
come
all.
On.
Don't want your dough.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to The Morning Detour. Now it's about that time for us to do our local and international news. Let's start off here, Lorena. AstraZeneca, the melee. So Canada, Mexico imported AstraZeneca doses from facility not fully inspected by regulators. So doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine and offered them to the public without health officials properly inspecting the operations of the U.S. manufacturer according to the inspection records and the regulators involved. So, Lorena, what we're looking at here, we have the Baltimore plant belonging to Emergent BioSolutions, Inc., was producing vaccines for both AstraZeneca, PLC, and Johnson & Johnson under a $628 million U.S. government contract. So in late March, under pressure to help other nations access COVID-19 vaccines, the Biden administration released 1.5 million AstraZeneca doses to Canada and 2.5 million to Mexico. So you remember we reported this. I was like, okay, that's good. They're sharing the vaccine. European regulators had certified Emergent factories as complying with good manufacturing practices. And on that basis, both Canada and Mexico began using the vaccine, regulators in both countries told Reuters. But the European Medicine Agency, the EMA, told Reuters that the certification was based on a remote inspection that focused on a part of the facility that was not actually producing the AstraZeneca shots. So let me pause here. You guys did a remote inspection, and it wasn't even the area that you had to do the inspection in. So what was the point doing the inspection? And then you want us to trust the vaccine. I digress. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration halted production at the factory 3 weeks later after Johnson & Johnson vaccine was found to be contaminated with material used in the AstraZeneca shots. FDA inspectors later documented unsanitary conditions and poorly trained staff at the plant, which had been rapidly overhauled to make vaccines during the pandemic. Productions remain halted with tens of millions of doses of both vaccines in regulatory limbo. So there's a whole bunch of vaccines. They don't know if it's clean or not. They don't know if it's contaminated or not. The facility is dirty, but you want to trust the vaccines. No reports of illness have been linked to the vaccines manufactured by Emergent, and regulators have not alleged that contaminated vaccines were given to anyone. Emergent said there has been no evidence of contamination in the AstraZeneca shots produced at its site. I don't know. Unsanitary conditions, poorly trained staff, rapidly overhaul vaccines?
Well, I don't know. You would think that they would take extra precaution with this because so many people have that fear of the vaccine.
Right.
Trying to get everybody vaccinated, basically. So that just doesn't make sense to me.
It's very unsettling, but we have more. Vaccinated people spreading Delta variant just as quickly as the unvaccinated, leaked CDC document. So the variant is so contagious, it spread among vaccinated people in July 4th outbreak in Princeton, Massachusetts, a genetic analysis shows. So the Delta variant of the coronavirus appears to cause more severe illness than earlier variants and spreads as easily as chickenpox. That's crazy. According to an internal federal health document that argues officials must acknowledge the war has changed. These variants are different, Lorena. I don't think the vaccine that we have currently can really fight this. And this is further evidence of thus. The document is an internal Centers of Disease Control and Prevention slide presentation shared within the CDC and obtained by the Washington Post. The document strikes an urgent note. It cites a combination of recently obtained, still unpublished data from outbreak investigations and outside studies showing that vaccinated individuals infected with Delta may be able to transmit the virus as easily as those who are unvaccinated. Vaccinated people infected with Delta have measurably viral loads similar to those who are unvaccinated and infected with the variant. So to me, it's all one and the same at this point, Lorena, right? One of the slides states that there's a higher risk amongst older age groups for hospitalization and death relative to younger people, regardless of vaccination status. This is the CDC. This is who you guys are saying is holding the Bible on the guidelines on how to move with this pandemic.
I don't know. I find this to be really crazy, but on a side note, because I read this too online and then I was looking at people's comments. Do you know people used to have like chicken pox parties so that their kids could catch it?
Yeah.
So they could get over it?
Yeah.
So, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So their kids could catch it earlier opposed to later. Because apparently when you get chicken pox as an adult, it may have some real health concerns as well.
Yeah, never knew that.
Yeah, let's have all the kids over. Little Johnny got chicken pox. We gonna spread this to the whole neighborhood, right? This is crazy, man. CDC, boy, the more you know. So now it's as if like, okay, so the vaccine that we have now clearly cannot protect us against the variant. So what are they gonna do now? Create another vaccine that can protect you against the original COVID-19 and all these three variants?
Yeah, I honestly think that people are going to have to get vaccinated every year, just like the flu shot.
Yeah. But how many vaccines? Look like we got to get like three vaccines a month. But I digress. Six Quebecers will receive fines after refusing to wear masks in a grocery store when asked by staff. They still pushing back in Quebec. You know, we're a rebellious bunch. So six Quebecers will be getting a hefty fine in the mail in the upcoming weeks after cops are called to a grocery store on Montreal South Shore after they refused to wear masks when asked in protest of Quebec's COVID-19 health restrictions. So Longueuil Police spokesperson Mélanie Mercier said that the staff called the cops around 11:30 a.m. after six people entered the store on St. Charles, St. West without masks and refused to put them on when they were asked to. Mercier said the demonstrators left peacefully and will face fines up to $1,000. Who's paying all these fines? Can you argue these fines in court? Like, we're under, like, some kind of, like, emergency provisions for, like, these laws. Like, you have to wear a mask, right?
Yeah. I don't know, but it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with all those people that are not, like, self-quarantining and taking the fines and stuff like that. I wonder what's going to happen.
Let's talk about things happening. It's reached the point now as if you can't even call the police if you need them to really give you help. It's reached the point now where black people are going to start shying away from pressing 911 when they're under distress. Let me go into it. So the family of a black man shot and killed by police in a Montreal suburb on Sunday wants to know why officers opened fire. Three bullets they gave this gentleman. So Jean-René Junior Olivier's family told reporters gathered outside his mother's home on Monday they had called police because they were concerned for his well-being and wanted him to get help. Instead, they said he received three bullets in the stomach just a few houses over from his mother's home on a leafy residential street in Repentigny, Quebec, just north of Montreal. The family says Olivier had discarded the knife on the ground before police shot him. I'm going to quote the mother in saying, "He threw the knife on the ground, and that's when they shot him. They shot him three times." Ben said, "I called for help, and I lost my son. I find it absurd because there were other ways of dealing with this, of bringing him under control." Quebec's police watchdog began investigating the death on Sunday. They said police found the man outside and tried to speak to him, but he fled on foot and allegedly became threatening towards officers. The watchdog said police used pepper spray to try and subdue the man, but failed when they shot him multiple times. So y'all use pepper spray, and the only alternative after Larina was to give him three shots in the stomach after he had discarded the knife. This hurts, man. You know, as I was preparing this news article this morning, you know, I was starting to get teary-eyed because time and time again, you know, every week it happens again. Like, we just keep seeing more of our brothers and sisters being shot down by police. And it's kind of debilitating a little bit, Larina, that we can't do nothing about it. It just can't be done. Well, because the police is just going to say, hey, we're fearing for our life, so we dropped it. Three bullets to the stomach after he had discarded the knife.
No, it's beyond sad. It reminds me of the stories that we just came across. We had the girl from Toronto who had issues. Mm-hmm. Her family called the police. All of a sudden, she's over a balcony. Then we have the girl in the U.S., Mikhail Bryant. I can't remember her first name. Mm-hmm. But remember, she was being bullied. She had the knife. She had the knife to defend herself, and then still ended up getting shot by the police. So you keep hearing these stories over and over and over again, and nothing is changing. It's scary. You're calling the police to help you.
Yeah, and you end up losing your son. I can't even wrap my head around that. You know, our prayers and our condolences goes out to this family that's going through it right now. This hurts. Montreal-based Civil Rights Group Center for Research Action on Race Relations is assisting the family. Executive Director Fonemi told reporters the Repentigny Police Force has been criticized for the way it has treated black residents. City police has been hit with at least four complaints for racial profiling before the Province Human Rights Commission, and NEMI said several other complaints are forthcoming. Remember, Repentigny is the same area at the beginning of this pandemic that was giving out tickets to the black kids just playing in the park. Now, my father has a house in Repentigny, so I've spent some time out there, so it's not hyperbole when I say this. There's a high sense of racism in Repentigny. It's a suburb. It's at the end of Montreal. You have to go off the island to get there. Something's got to change. You know, we can't just keep coming up here every Friday, every week, and doing the news and saying, well, we lost another sister, we lost another brother. Something's got to change. Black people are very resilient. We're a very strong people. But at some point, everybody has their breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their breaking point. Let me continue in this. So There are three dead after multiple people shot in Montreal's East End, police say. Montreal police say three people have died after five people were hit by gunfire in the city's East End on Monday. The shooting is being investigated as a homicide. So Julien Lévesque, a spokesperson for the city's police service, said the victims were shot in an apartment building on Perras Boulevard near 54th Avenue in the Rivière des Prairies neighborhood at around 7 p.m. on Monday. The five victims were transported to the hospital, but three of them, 63-year-old man and two 29-year-old, died overnight, Lévesque said. Radio Canada reports that several witnesses claim dozens of shots fired in rapid succession came from two different cars. Borough Mayor Kalyn Bourgeois says she is working with police to keep the neighborhood safe. They shooting. We're in a gang war right now. In the middle of a pandemic. You think like people in gangs be like, you know, let's chill. The world's in a really bad place. Let's just chill for a minute. But they going off in the East End, man. I don't know, man. People losing their lives, man. This city is really, really hot right now. If it ain't the police, we're doing it to ourselves, you know, for whatever personal differences. I don't know, man. Like, do we need a peace walk? Like, I don't know, Lorena. Like,
at yeah, this... but is peace walk gonna help? I mean, we've been walking, we've been marching.
I know.
And we're still reporting the same thing, just with different people. Same situation.
Do you think it's a case where the elder folk in the neighborhood, like the elder OGs in these neighborhoods, need to sit these young bucks down and say, you know what, we got to do better? Because something needs to be done. We can't just keep saying, okay, this happened, and, you know, we just kind of move on from it. I think the older heads in the neighborhood need to sit down with these kids and say, you know, there's a better way to go about our differences.
Yeah, but then look at it to when, maybe not you, but, like, other people when they were younger. Like, you weren't listening to really.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if people got out there more and did more things and people saw how people were moving, maybe then they would follow the actions more than the words. Yeah. But I don't know.
You know, it's sad, man. Three other lives gone. That's like four deaths in 1 week in the city, all black.
Yeah.
Montreal, who experienced racism threats, now the face of national campaign against online hate. She was called vermin. She was called a racial slur. And she was threatened by someone who called her in and said, we know where you live. All because she promoted an app that allows people to find and support black entrepreneurs in Canada. You believe that? We try to empower ourselves. We try to create initiatives to bring economy to our black community. And this is what we get. We're vermin, racial slurs. Imagine that. People calling your phone telling you, we know where you live. You're going to fear for your life.
Of course.
God bless Carla Beauvais, a Montreal-based social entrepreneur and columnist. She never expected to face such hate from others on social media. The online database was in the works before the murder of George Floyd, but after his killing, the solidarity with the black community made the project all the more important in July 2020. The traumatizing experience forced the Montreal to retreat from social media and her role as newspaper columnist, but now she's making a comeback by being the face of #BlockHate campaign launched Thursday by the Canadian Race Relations Foundation and the YMCA. Great, great initiative, man. We need that, man. This online thing is going too far. So the national campaign aims to raise awareness about the pitfalls of ignoring hate speech and racism online. The initiative comes 1 month after Montreal police revealed in an annual report that racially motivated hate crimes rose by 52% in 2020. Let me say that one more time in case you ain't catching me on the dial. This comes based on the annual report that racially motivated hate crimes rose by 52% in 2020 compared to the year before, a phenomenon seen in many other parts of North America. The poll was conducted by the CRFF and Abacus Date in January also showed that more than half, 58% of racialized Canadians reported having experienced racism online. Big problem, boy. Everybody, you know, a lot of people got them Twitter fingers, Lorena. It's so easy. It's so easy to be destructive behind the screen, but I'm happy that there's a campaign. Shout out to Carla Beauvais for being brave enough to come back to, you know, to the internet, to say the least, you know, risking her life for the greater good of the culture. And I think that's the bigger point that we should highlight here this morning. Let's go to some international news. We don't hear that much from the White House since Trump's been gone, but there's a lot of melee happening in New York. So Biden calls on New York Governor Cuomo to resign over sexual harassment allegations. What is going on? What's going on with all these senators and governors? Like, what is this abuse of power is amazing. Wow. So Cuomo rejects calls to resign after a five-month probe found he sexually harassed at least 11 women. Not one, not two, not three. Not to say any number is okay. 11's a high number.
It is.
So New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign, including from U.S. President Joe Biden and other one-time Democratic allies, after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. So not only you harassed these women, but you worked to retaliate against some of your accusers?
That's crazy.
President Biden says, I think he should resign. He told reporters on Tuesday, echoing the sentiments of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's two senators, Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats. So the leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges against Cuomo, said it was clear that the governor could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. The governor remained defiant, saying in the tape response to the fines that the facts are much different than what has been portrayed, and that he never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. The nearly five-month investigation found that Cuomo's administration was a hostile work environment and was rife with fear and intimidation. The probe was conducted by two outside lawyers, involved interviews with 179 people, including accusers, current and former administration employees, and the governor himself. What do you think, Lorena? Is he guilty or not? 11. God damn.
I don't know, but there has to be something there if 11 people are coming out with these accusations.
They interviewed 179 people. That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
That's a lot of people, man. They got to do better, man. When you're in a position of power, man, you can't abuse it. Like, I understand, you know, it's very seductive. But that's what they say. Power doesn't make you a bad person. Power enables you to be who you really are inside. So if you're a good person, inherently, you're going to do good things with the power. If you have a dark passenger within yourself and you obtain power, now you're going to be more prompt to do dark stuff and abuse said power.
Exactly.
I believe Cuomo should step down. You know, enough is enough, because you want the look of a political administration to be seen, to be clean, you know what I mean, and to be a good working environment for the people. You would think these people forgot that they're working for the people. That is if, like, this is a dictatorship, and, like, you know what? You're there forever. Cuomo got to step down.
You got to step down, and hopefully someone good replaces him, because that's another tricky thing.
You know, as Styles P would say, you know, you're giving me two bad choices and forcing me to take one. Oh, no. Don't worry. I've been digging in the crates this morning. We have a lot of locks to play this morning. Let's do something for the environment. Shout out to all my scientists out there. More dismay, Lorena. The amount of Greenland ice that melted on Tuesday could cover Florida in 2 inches of water. Wrap your head around that. So much ice melted on Tuesday that it could turn into water form and cover Florida in 2 inches of water. Not just 1 inch of water, Lorena. 2 inches of water. So, for those that don't know, and I'm informing you here on the Morning Detour, Greenland is experiencing its most significant melting event of the year as temperatures in the Arctic surge. The amount of ice that melted on Tuesday alone would be enough to cover the entire state of Florida in 2 inches of water. It's the third instance of extreme melting in the past decade, during which time the melting has stretched farther inland than the entire satellite area, which began in the 1970s. Greenland lost more than 8.5 billion tons of surface mass on Tuesday and 18.4 billion tons since Sunday, according to the Denmark Meteorological Institute. While this week's total ice loss is not as extreme as similar event in 2019, a record melt year, the area of the ice sheet that's melting is larger. We have to do better with this world, boy. As human-caused climate change warms the planet, ice loss has increased rapidly, according to a recent study published in the journal Cryosphere. Earth has lost a staggering 28 trillion tons of ice since the mid-1990s, a large portion of which was from the Arctic, including the Greenland ice sheet. Scientists say the trends at which climate change is accelerating are quite clear, and that unless emissions are curbed, such extreme events will continue to occur more frequently. So at what point is our government going to acknowledge, like, you know what, we really got to take a strong, serious, actionable look at our environment?
I don't know. That's probably why all the rich ones are going up to Mars to check it out and to see space and stuff.
It's funny.
Leave us here.
It's funny you say Mars. I was talking to our friend of the show, DG Kick, Sean Dell, and he was saying that he had a customer come in asking, hey, is the guy from the radio that talks about Mars? Shout out to everybody out there that loves our Mars conversation. It's a real conversation. As Lorena said, the rich people, you see it, right? We were talking about Mars for 2-3 years, and now what you start seeing the last couple weeks? all the billionaires going around in their spaceships. Yeah, we're going around overbridge. We're just testing it out. We're just testing it out. We all know what that play is. All the rich people are going to leave us here. It's going to be like Apocalypse Now, Larina. It's just going to be me and you.
Stay woke, people. Stay woke.
Stay woke.
What's happening.
Are you looking forward to living in a cave or under a glacier, Larina? Like, I don't know.
Got to figure it out.
While such events are concerning, the science is clear. Slater said, meaningful climate targets and actions can still limit how much the global sea level will rise this century, reducing the damage done by severe flooding to people and infrastructure around the world. So it's not too late. We can still save this situation, Larina. We can do this as a people, man. We got to look at it. Yo, man, we got to curb something. We got to curb something. Because I
can do a lot, but is it going to be done? That's the question. Because
Larina, I just don't want to die. I just don't want to die by all the ice caps melted. I don't want to drown to death. I just don't want
to go. Way to go. But, I mean, they're not doing anything.
Okay, so let me end off here. Still sticking with science. Light was detected behind a black hole for the first time. I think the Avengers are trying to push through, or Silver Surfer or something like that. Because typically you can't see light in a black hole, hence why it's called a black hole. But for the first time, scientists have detected light from behind a black hole, and it fulfills a prediction rooted in Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity. So Stanford University astrophysicist Dan Wilkins and his colleagues observed X-rays that were released by a supermassive black hole located at the center of a galaxy that is 800 million light years from Earth. I don't know about y'all. I think that's fascinating that we could see things 800 million light years away.
No, that is dope.
So these bright light flares are not unusual, because although light can't escape a black hole, the enormous gravity around it can heat up material to millions of degrees. This can release radio waves and X-rays. Sometimes this superheated material is hurled out into space by rapid jets, including X-rays and gamma rays. So that's a good look, man. I don't know what's going on. The world is going crazy, Larina. Things are going on in the galaxy. We don't know what's going on. When is the Avengers gonna save us? Man, we living off experience this morning, man. None but the locks, man. Let's go back to some more lock stuff, man. It's the Morning Detour. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Legends live here.
Come on, man.
But I seen your
But that's how America's filthy. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't. It's supposed to be freedom of speech, this and that and that and that. And you can't say anything. You can't even say Black Lives Matter. And that's just like saying it mattered. Like that's crazy, but a Ku Klux Klan could exist. It's filthy, it's nasty, it's like.
Oh boy. I know y'all looking at me like, we never seen DJ Moon go this dark in the morning. None but the street sweepers. It's the locks, baby.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Three different ways. Matter of fact, make that six different ways. In each hand. None of y'all better.
Ain't none of y'all better.
If it is, name me.
Ain't
squash.
None of y'all better.
ASAP. Feel it. All I know is give me all my dough. Like Boston George coming through with all my. Right now I'm trying to charter a jet. This hit the Panama Canal and get a harder connect. Step on your toes, mess with your. Demands. Come through the block trying to screw up your plans. But I still rob this. Understand, I'm the first one they call when they get in the. I'm the one who prick your finger when they give you the oath. I'm the one who made the hit when they bring you the toast. Like Pacino and De Niro, so they call me Panero. Sad style, still spitting their arrows. Like the boss of New York. You know how I feel. Kill a motherfucker because the cops don't talk.
No doubt.
16 in the joint with one in the head. Nigga had legs, how they run in your head.
Oh. Ain't none of y'all better.
Bitch, I know about.
Put in my work.
On the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real? Yeah,
ain't none of y'all better.
Bitch, I know about.
Put in my work.
On the block.
Come on.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real? Yeah,
ain't none of y'all better.
Let's get it poppin', my nigga. Yeah, load it up and go shopping, my nigga.
Come on.
And I don't mean the mall or no Gucci store. Uh-huh. You know what the f*** I want? Bricks are raw. And I'm too old to make less than 100 a year. If it means waving a hammer and leaving you there.
What?
If it means... Somebody losing pay or bleed.
Yeah.
It's chic looch. Y'all ain't got no heart. I broad daylight right in front of the mall. I put 28 holes through the icy car.
Uh-huh.
Fuck around like the guard won't squeeze.
Come on.
If I don't see the badge, I'm these.
Uh-huh.
Locks more.
Yeah.
The ox more.
Yeah.
The reason why you shouldn't cop drops more. Like it's something
pop small.
Ain't none of y'all better.
What y'all know about?
Put in my work.
On the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yeah. Ain't none of y'all better.
What y'all know about?
Put in my work.
On the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's
so
real.
Is it real?
Yeah. Hey, yo, the rice. The Pyrex over the stove, and I'm about to hit it with the ice. Runners love the they ain't no more fair ones now. God, minus the 12 disciples. I pop up, all you see is sh. If I don't like you, I'ma you not fight you. I bite a little piece of your air off like Mike do. And everybody gon' follow me now. Down 8th in the new Z, mahogany brown. Just want you to kill them in a hurry. And fuck me up like they ain't got no money to get buried. You can flip, I'll survive with K. Motherfucker in my block still doing 25 a day. Know you work out, chest and your back all nice. But the to have your six pack on ice. What?
Ain't none of y'all better.
What y'all know about?
Put in my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes, sir.
Ain't none of y'all better.
What y'all know about?
Put in my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes, sir.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all so real.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Yo, Jada, I got some questions. Do you got some answers for me? Talk to the city, baby.
Yo, take a second. What if we could rewind the hood? Better yet, what if the locks would have signed with Suge? What if Puffy never signed us? What if Oprah made them comments like I must? What if you designed this, thought like I did, said it like this? What if Peyton was fighting dogs instead of Mike Vick? What if Arnold would have just let Tookie get life? What if Big missed the party? What if Pac missed the fight? What if you was caged in? What would you change then? What if there was no Rockefeller law for made men? What if hate ran through me? And what if Paulin would have drafted Jordan instead of Sam Bowie? What if you really had to be nice to get a deal? What if all of these rappers, Ice was really real? What if I hit you with the razor from cheek to chin? What if Mike Jackson never would have bleached his skin? What if you never knew things that you needed to know? What if you never been places you needed to go? What if you get there and learn them as you go? What if is the question, can I ask them once more? What if you never knew things that you needed to know? What if you never been places you needed to go? What if you get there and learn them as you go? What if is the question, can I ask them once more? What if the pain went away? What if you changed in a day? What if you could eliminate all the games people play? What if Shine beat the case? What if Diddy did a dime flat? What if Nelson Mandela could give his time back? What if Malcolm was silent? What if Martin was violent? What if you could really sneak a Uzi on an island? Yeah, what if I make you kiss the Nina? What if a brick was only just a misdemeanor? What if Manhattan was hit by Hurricane Katrina? What if a black man was the one controlling FEMA? What if we ain't never let emotions come between us? What if the last time we rode, somebody seen us? What if new things that you needed to know? What if you never been places you needed to go? What if you get there and learn them as you go? What if is the question, can I ask them once more? What if you never knew things that you needed to know? What if you never been places you needed to go? What if you get there and learn them as you go? What if is the question, can I ask them once more?
Yo, what I if? Flow calm but don't push. What if Saddam hung Bush? What if one mic was called one hook? What if the bridge never showed me how to hold a weapon? What if I ran up in that sick chick with no protection? What if I never wore that army jacket? Carhartt to match it, unlaced Timbs, the hood on my first album cover under plastic. What if I was another corny rapper? What if I went instead of Notorious? Who would tell my story after? What if I love less and lust more? If Obama was on Rushmore, would Ali give Tyson a bus draw? What if I never glared out that project window? Would never been scared for the life of me and my kinfolk? What if that gun pin broke? I would have never leaned back in the end zone all red. What if real again was all dead? What if Hillary and them was reptilian? And 2012 was the end of men and all world civilians?
What if you never knew things that you needed to know? What if you never been places you needed to go? What if you get there and learn them as you go? What if is the question, can I ask them once more? What if you never knew things that you needed to know? What if you never
been? The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The Association des Services de Réhabilitation Sociale du Québec is filing a class action suit. If you were strip searched between July 13, 2006 and July 1, 2011, if you were in one of the following facilities, Bordeaux, Rivière-des-Prairies, Roberval, Saint-Jérôme, or the male sector of Quebec City, you may be able to be part of this claim. For complete details, go to asrsq.ca/class action. That's asrsq.ca/class action. Claims must be filed before January 16th, 2022.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Welcome back to the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM with Wheezy Moonchaser and Lorena. Right now, I have someone special with us. He is a consultant with Stop MTL, which is a collaborative project where Montrealers can now record their police stop encounters. So please, Montreal, welcome Leslie Torre-Capel to the Morning Detour. How are you this morning?
I'm good, and you? How are you, Lorena?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for coming on the show to talk to us today about Stop MTL.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So I want to know, like, right off the bat, like, how did you and the team come up with this site?
Actually, Caroline Côté-Lucier, who is the principal researcher, came up with this project. He came up with the idea of this project, like with this participatory public participation cartography project on like police stops. She's a criminologist, and she was working with the issue of like relationship between police and the community.
Yep.
So, but the thing is, we don't really have data for the SPVM with the police stops.
Okay.
There is only 20% of the reported police stops by the SPVM as and like from their own testimony. So, the thing is, we need to better understand what was going on with the police stops and the community between and the relationship with the community.
No, definitely. That's why I was happy that this had started, because I know even for me studying in school and hearing things on the news, like, we don't have a lot of information that's collected between the relationship with individuals and the police, like, getting stopped. There's hardly any records of it, especially when it comes to Black or Indigenous people. There's a lack of information that's there. So thank you all for starting this project, because it's needed. I do want to know, for people that do want to go to Stop MTL and log in their encounters, like, what is the process like?
You just go on the website, and you have like the website ask you if you want to record the police stop, and you have to precise what to define precisely what a police stop is. It's not like when you get stopped and like charged for example with a ticket or something. It's like precisely when you get stopped by the police, and then they ask for your ID, and you go afterwards. So you don't get charged or go you don't have a ticket, basically.
Okay.
So and that's precisely where what we are looking for with this project, and what you're entering on the website is like when you have been stopped, and then you could go afterward. Mm-hmm. So the website just asks you the details of the police stop, precisely where the location, your personal information, but but also it's not your personal information, it's your name, and it's because it's everything is confidential. All your personal information are confidential. It's just your to have the details on your age, your gender, and your race and ethnicity.
Okay, and I did see on there too that you can also give stops or encounters that were done in the past. It doesn't have to be something that happened like currently today or like maybe a week ago, but how far back can you go? Do you know?
There is no limit of time. If I remember correctly, and Caroline would answer the question more precisely than I do, but I think there is no time related issue with entering the police stop in the website.
Okay.
Recording the police stop in the website, but because what is important for us is mapping the police stops on the Montreal Island.
Okay, no, definitely. So I think that's good that people can go back so that you guys collect that information of what's happening, and especially if there's certain areas that are happening more than others, you get that information. Now, with this website, do you know if you received any pushback or what has been the overall kind of feedback?
I think we received a lot of questions on the website and the app, because I think the concerns were what would we do with the data, what is the intended with the project. And I think we as you were saying in the beginning, we don't have any we don't have a lot of information on police stops. We need more information on the relationship between police and the community, particularly, as you say, BIPOC communities, Black, Indigenous, and people of color communities. So precisely what our Caroline's intentions when she launched the project, like have more data on those precise the subjects, precise topics. And I think it's an important project to have more and to start a conversation on those the relationship between the police and communities. So and at the moment it's really important to have this discussion and conversation about it.
Definitely, I definitely agree. Could you speak on a little bit what's going to happen with the data collected, since that is I guess maybe a common question with a lot of people.
So what we'll do with the data, we'll map out what the police stops recorded by the public, and try to analyze what's going on. But as I have to precise that the data is not like it won't be exhaustive. It won't be like precise as would be, for example, the data released by the SPVM as an institution.
Okay.
And that's also something that could be discussed. Like starting the conversation could be also another way to bring the SPVM into the conversation to release their own data on the police stops, for example.
Definitely. So I think this is a great project that was started. I did look through the website, and there's like a team of researchers and everybody that came together to make this project possible from different universities and organizations around Montreal. So thank you to you and your team for doing this work for us, because it is something that was definitely missing. And I think the data collected will be helpful, because I know a lot of people, they want to, you know, make things better, but we don't really have the data or information to really back up what we're trying to do and what we're trying to change. So I think this will be definitely helpful. So please, Montreal, go check out stopmtl.ca. If you do have any encounters with the police that you can add in so that they can collect this data, and then we can do more things for the city to help people of color, Black, Indigenous, and other people of color, definitely go ahead and do that. And I want to thank you so much, Leslie, for taking the time to come this morning and speak to us at the Morning Detour, because, again, this is something that's super important. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Arina.
Thank you.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
If there's one thing that a man has, it's his word. It's his principles. I couldn't do it this morning without doing Fab and Jada. Let's go.
Shorty gets shot in the streets, cause he ain't pay his fees. It's never about the money. It's never about the money. It's principles of all. These rules apply to all. It's never about
never about the money.
Damn, why they do them like that? They ain't even had to do them like that. He should've had the limey on him. Acting Holly, had to go Tommy on him. You do dirt, you get dirt, that's how germs spread. Squash the beef with a funeral, it's confirmed dead. See, it's never about the money, cause I burn bread. It's the principalities, like Big Worm said. Back to the wall, your man was on the Wizards. I weathered the storm while standing in a blizzard. Handling your business almost landed me in prison, so I had to cut you off, but you handed me the scissors. See, after I lost you, I must have found me. Wasn't with me, they was just around me. Gotta know the rules in the streets you playing. I don't even know, but the streets are saying.
Shorty gets shot in the streets, cause he ain't pay his fees.
Damn.
It's never about the money.
Never.
It's never about the money. It's principles of all.
Yeah.
These rules apply to all.
All y'all.
It's never about the money.
Yo, if you beat them, you can't welcome. It's only a problem in a case where you can't help them. They even invite you to a place where you ain't welcome. Reliable source, who you getting your intel from? Jewish lawyer on a retainer, they had to bill him. Interrogation, before he arrived, they try to drill him. It's hard for you to stay on one side when you a villain. Your heart saying yeah, but your pride won't let you kill him. Nah, that's what happened when you love it.
Love.
Then he end up getting it from another. The wrong way is usually how you rub it.
Yeah.
Sometimes for you it's just easier to dub it.
One.
Whatever issues they have, just let them keep those. It's about the morals, principles, and the G codes. Sometimes you gotta give one to take a blow. It's never about the paper though. What? What?
Shorty gets shot in the streets, cause he ain't pay his fees. It's never about the money. It's never about the money.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, welcome back to the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chaser in the building. Now, let me tell you guys something, man. Last Friday, I went out to Friday Night Vibes. Big Will is back in business, the super promoter, the king of comedy. He had me in the building. So my close friend, Akeem the comedian, he was on the staff, he was on the slate. I want to shout out Uncle Phil, Sol, Nazir, my guy Andrew. Charles Armin was funny, man. Thank you, guys. But let me tell you, boy, Akeem,